Okay, welcome everybody to our spring learning series at the Ohosar. Our main group, Lilui Nishmas, Sarit Marton, Sara Yuta, Alaha Hashalom Bas Efraim Menachem Mendel, Vedina Marton Sheyichu, may your neshama have an aliyah in the merit of our Torah, may you should be an advocate for good on behalf of the entire family, on behalf of Kal Yisrael, Amen v'Amen. So when I was in touch with Rabbi Tim Fuchs about this series, she told me it's on Kedushim Tihiyu, you shall be holy. It's a fascinating exploration. It's a fascinating topic. It's a fascinating inyan. What does it mean to be holy? So there's two important, it's not a specific mitzvah, right? You shall eat matzah on the Seder. Okay, so I know what to do. Should blow shofar, I know what to do. Should light Shabbos candles, I know what to do. You should be holy? What should I do? So there's two verses, there's two psukim in the Torah that are important. To understand Kedusha, to understand you shall be holy, there's more than two important verses in the Torah. But two that I'm going to focus on for purposes of our learning. And the first one that we're going to talk about is in Parshas Kedoshim, okay? The banner of Kedoshim. To you, right in the beginning of Perek Yud Tes in Vayikra. Daber al kol das b'nei Yisrael, Hashem said you shall speak to the entire assembly of the children of Israel. L'amartem aleihem. You know what you should tell them? Kedoshim tihiyu ki kadosh ani. You shall be holy, Klal Yisrael, because I, God, am holy. Hashem Elokeichem. We have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a principle of the halachta bedracha of you shall go in His ways. He is holy. You have to be holy. And the other pasuk that is relevant for our learning is the pasuk that describes Mamad Har Sinai. How relevant that this series is during Sfiras HaOmer when we are counting up towards Sinai. The count towards Har Sinai is not a horizontal count. It's a vertical count. You're going up. And the Pasuk says in Sefer Shemos, Perek Yates Pasuk Vav, Shemos 19:6, Ba'atem tihiyu li mamlachas kohanim parshas Yisro. You shall be for me a kingdom of priests. It doesn't mean we are all kohanim. You shall be a priestly people. V'goy kadosh. And you shall be a holy nation. Eila ha-dvarim asher tadaber al b'nei Yisrael. We're going to come back and revisit this pasuk. These are the words that you should speak to Kaiso. So we have a command to be kedoshim to you. Live a life of kedusha. And we have a command to be a goy kadosh. To be a holy nation. Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky writes something tremendous. A student once asked his teacher, where it says in the Shulchan Aruch he can't go to a certain show? The Rebbe replied, quote, in the Shulchan Aruch you won't find it, but at that show you'll never miss it. Holiness, says Rav Kamenetsky, is defined as kosher restraint. In our lives, opportunity knocks daily, and seemingly mundane actions can be stepping stones to Kedusha. In business, says Rav Kamenetsky, you could be Kadosh, and we understand this to mean, or I understand this to mean, business means ben adam l'chaveiro. When you interact with somebody else, you must be Kadosh. At home, I understand that to mean ben adam l'atzmo, I have to be Kadosh with myself. And then finally, in the privacy of our very own selves, I reverse them. I reversed my own interpretation of Mordechai Kamenetsky's words. I'm going to say it again. In business means, I understand to me to be Kaddish with my fellow man. In the privacy of my home, in my mikdash ma'at, means to be Kaddish between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bein adam la'makom. And finally, within my very own self, means to be Kaddish bein adam la'atzmo. I need to be honest in all levels of Kedusha. Am I Kaddish only externally with others, but inside I'm not? Am I kadosh in business, i.e. between me and you? At home, in my mikdash ma'at, between me and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And finally, within my very own self, and that's the third realm of avoda, bein adam la'atzmo. Rav Soloveitchik says, to be holy is the command. We start off by saying, what does it mean to be holy? Quote, it's not what you do, it's how you do. To live a life of kadosh, what you do is how you is what you fulfill. What you do, I fast on Yom Kippur. What you do this week's parsha, I keep Shemitah. What you do, I sit down on Leil HaSeder and I tell my son what you do. How do you sit down at Leil HaSeder and tell your son? How do you keep Shemitah? To be kadosh then is the command of a way of life. Not the minutiae of halacha which we must keep, but the spirit of halacha, which we also must keep. must keep, and Kadosh Kedusha permeates every facet and every aspect of our lives. So this year is not comprehensive. It's not telling you everything we're about to learn is every single aspect of Kadosh. We can't encompass every single aspect of Kadosh. Why not? It's how you do everything you do. We're going to look at a few different examples of what it means to be Kadosh, what it lives to mean a life of Kedoshim, Tihiyu, and Goy Kadosh. I'm going to share a story with you. Rabbi Eliezer Abish was once visiting with a friend in Eretz Yisrael, and they were talking, Rachman al Islam, about the victims of terror. And Rabbi Abish commented, and he said, there seems to be a common thread when you read of the victims of terror. They seem to be tremendous people. Baalei mitzvos, baalei chasad, baalei tzedakah, very good people. So the friend didn't say one word. He got up from the couch and he motioned for Rabbi Abish to come close, and he showed him a picture that hung over his desk. So Rabbi Abish was confused. What was the picture? It was a picture of a red cell phone. Red cell phone? Why do you have a picture of a red cell phone over your desk? So the man said to Rabbi Abish, this is Malka Roth's. For those who the name is familiar, Malki Roth, Hashem Yikom Damo, this was her cell phone. Rabbi Abish still did not know what his friend was talking about. And he said, Malka Roth was a good-natured, popular, 15-year-old girl, full of life. She was especially devoted to her younger sister, who was severely handicapped, major disabilities. She was a popular youth leader for 9-year-old girls. She was well-loved and admired by all. And on the 20th of Av, 5761, which translates onto the secular calendar as August the 9th, 2001, Malka and a group of friends went to have pizza in downtown Jerusalem at Sabaro. The cursed terrorist, Yimach Shmo V'Zichron, may his name be erased, entered the restaurant with a guitar case packed, not with a guitar, but with ball bearings, with a bomb, with nails and screws meant to maximize the damage. And out of the 15 people, Shem Yukom Damo, who were killed, one of them was Malki Roth. The police in the investigation found her cell phone. They returned it to her family. That's her cell phone. Go look closer at the picture. Rabbi Abish went to look closer and he saw written on the back, he saw some words, and he says, my heart thumped. My eyes welled up with tears. I could not contain myself. On the back of her cell phone, in black permanent marker, she had written, Asur Lidaber Lashon Hara. It is Asur on the cell phone. It is Asur for this person. It is Asur to be Kedoshim to you. You speak Lashon Hara. It's not what you do. It's how you do. Kedoshim to you is not what if you speak. You must speak. V'gata labin chabayamu lemer. Kedoshim to you is how you speak, what you speak about, the way in which you talk to somebody else. His friend then said to Rabbi Abish, that picture does more for me than anything else to help me realize, to help me internalize, there's so much more for me to accomplish in life. It is inspiring for me to see how one young, regular girl, how great she could become. The picture helps me strive for greatness. Kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem, va'atem to you, limamachas kohanim v'goy kadosh. We are striving. We're counting up. It's a life lived with greatness. The Ramban is very, very famous. The Ramban on Kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the Ramban has a very famous phrase. Ramban says, do not be a navel b'shus haTorah. What's a navel b'shus haTorah? It is a degenerate within the confines of Torah. The Ramban says, meat is allowed. Basar, are you allowed to eat basar? No, are you allowed to eat basar? You should enhance your Shabbos table with a nice piece of meat. Made a London broil. You should have in mind the covered Shabbos Kodesh. Wine, it's allowed, says the Ramban. Not only is it allowed, sit down and have arba kosos. The halacha is you must drink the wine. Says the Ramban, how much wine? How much meat? Says the Ramban, how much speech? One more example he gives, how much is a husband with a wife? Kedoshim to you. It's not what, it's how. So how can we be holy? Particularly today, we live in a very challenging world. We live in a frightening world. But the Benos Yisrael of today, the Beis Yaakov of today, the Jewish women of today, how can we rise to the task? And the pun is intended, because when we say Goy Kadosh, we are counting, what do we say? Up. Thank you. Imagine when you're counting spheres of Omer every night. You're on a ladder, and you start so low. You're on the 49th level of Tumah when you start. It's so low. And you know, sometimes when you have so much to accomplish, you look up and you think, how am I ever going to get there? So the Torah helps us, and the Halacha helps us, one step at a time, one rung at a time. You're going to get there, but keep in mind we're climbing up. What are some aspects that make us holy women? One of them we already touched upon, and that is speech, and we're going to come back to it. Okay? My father-in-law shared a very nice bar with me. If you look at the order of the parashios in Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra, Tzav, Shmi, Tazria, Mitzorah, Tazria, Mitzorah, by the way, deal with speech. Achrimos, Kedoshim. Achrimos deals with the Yom Kippur Avodah. And then in Perek Yudchas, you have a whole list of forbidden intimate relationships. Okay? Not to be intimate with this one, not to be intimate with that one, Arayos. Okay? And then you come to Perek Yates, and all of a sudden, Kedoshim to you, we change tone abruptly. You went from all the things you can't do, all the things that are totally usur, and then it tells me to be holy. So my father said, what did we learn from Achrimos followed by Kedoshim? Achrimos, after you finish with all the things that can kill you, make a decision. After you're on the 49th level of impurity, decide to climb up. Decide to be holy. Achrimos, you're finished with the tumah, you're finished with the schmutz, you're going to change your life, you're going to climb up, you're going to be better, it's going to be how? Kedoshim to you. That's time to be holy. Let's look at Rus, coming up to Shavuos. Rus is very interesting. Moaviah. Talking about schmutz and forbidden relationships, right? Moav, Mayav, the daughter of Lo, could not have been more explicit. You know where the kid came from? My father. And who's the descendant? Rus. And who's Rus? The mother of royalty. So when she returns with, now it's not a shared Rus, so we're not going to go so much into it, but when she returns with her mother, Naomi, they're both bereaved. Naomi lost her husband and her two sons, Machlon and Kilion, and Ruth loses her husband and they have nobody. Arba says, thank you very much, I'm going back to life of Ludis, and Ruth says, I'm going to Kedusha. So they come back, and they have nothing, and they're poor, bless you, they have nothing. And she goes to glean in the fields of Boaz. Boaz is a relative of deceased Elimelech, Naomi's husband, who has passed away. And Boaz finds her one day gleaning in the fields. Very, very famous. And he says to the harvesters, Vayomer Boaz l'na'arod. Boaz says to his lads, to his boys, Anitzav al ha'kotzrim, who oversee the harvesters, L'mi ha'na'ara hazos? Who's this girl? To whom does she belong? Where did he find her? And the workers say, Vayan Hanar, and the boy replies, Nara Moavihi. Would you believe? She's a Moavi girl. Hashava im Naomi, she came back with Naomi, Miste Moav from the fields of Moaz. Moav. So Boaz is impressed, and Boaz says to her, you know what? Hello Shamat Biti, have you not heard, my daughter? Al Telchi Lilko Besada Acher. Don't go to another field. I'm giving you full access. You're hungry. You and your mother-in-law need food. Stay here. V'gam lo tavori mizeh. Don't pass on from here. Don't go to somewhere else. V'cho tidbakin im na'arosai. Stay here with my lads. We should glean here. So Rashi wonders, Rashi on the Megillah, was it the way of Boaz to inquire after women? Sees a woman gleaning in the fields and he's saying to the workers, oh, look at her. I wonder who she is. What's going on here? So Rashi says, very famous, Divrei Tznius v'chachma ra'aba. He saw something very special in her, inside of her. He saw two aspects of Kedusha. Tznius and chachma. She was modest, very hard word. I don't like to translate the word tznius because I feel you can't translate the word tznius. She was modest, and she was wise. And Rashi says, why? She knew the halachos. She would glean 2 ears of grain and not 3, as per the halacha. And she would also gather in a tzanua fashion, says Rashi. The standing ears she would take while she was standing. And the ones that had fallen over, she would actually, Rashi says, lay down. She would sit down so that she would not have to bend over. Very, very famous teaching. It's not what you do. It's not that you glean the grain. It's how you do. Kedoshim too. And what occurred to me is that maybe that's why Boaz specifically asked about her and he was so taken by her. Because when he heard she was a Moavia, he thought to himself, the trait of the Moavi woman is lewdness, is prust, is not nice, is the antithesis of Tzanua. Perhaps that's part of the reason why he was so taken. How could it be that a girl who came from the fields of Moab not only knows the halacha, that's the what, but she knows the how. How to glean, how to bend, how to sip. But only two midos are we told to go im Hashem Elokecha. Only about two. We're told to do many things, but two of them we're told to be with Hashem your God. The first one is from Micha, Perek Vav, Pasuk Ches. I'm sure many of you know the Pasuk. As soon as I say it, you're going to know it. Higid lecha Adam ma tov. I will tell you, man, what's good. Uma Hashem doresh mimcha. Don't you ever look up at Hashem and you say, Hashem, what do you want from me? I'm going to tell you what Hashem wants from you. Kim asos mishpat, should do justice. Vahavas chesed, you should love kindness. Boaz said to her, stay here. He was doing the chesed with her. And finally, vahatznei alachas im alokacha, you know those words. You should walk with tzanua, with Hashem your God. Again, I can't translate it. Why? Because it's not what, it's how. When you see it, you know it. Ati Esther knows says chayin ve'ene korah. Could you translate chayin? You want to tell me it's charm? Is it really charm? It's an aspect of how you live, how you talk, how you eat, how you drink, says the Ramban. So the first pasuk is higid lecha adam ma tov. I will tell you, man, what's good. Uma Hashem doresh mimcha. Next time you look up at Shemayim and you say, God Almighty, what do you want from me? So the Navi tells you, Kim asos mishpat, should do justice. Vahavas chesed, you should love righteousness. Vatznei alechas im alokecha. You should walk with tzanua, with Hashem your God. That's one pasuk. And the other pasuk is a very famous pasuk from Sefer Devarim, Devarim Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Devarim 18:13. And interestingly, what does the pasuk tell you? Im Hashem alokecha? Tamim tihiya im Hashem alokecha. There are two things it says im. One is vahatznei alachas, and I told you that I personally cannot translate sneers. And the other is tamim, which is, by the way, also a very hard word to translate. Pure, you know, part of the curse of galus is that we don't talk in Lashon HaKodesh. But if we were talking in Lashon HaKodesh, I wouldn't really need to translate these words anyways. Tamim tihi im Hashem lekecha, you should be pure. You should be wholehearted with Hashem your God. So what could we derive from the fact that only about tznius and tmimus does it say you should be im Hashem Elokecha? Maybe it's an if then. If you walk with him, as Mika tells you, with doing mishpat and loving chesed in a tzanua fashion, then you will be zocha to be tamim. If then. Put the two verses together, because nothing in the Torah is by accident. When it has similar lashon, it's telling you, wow, you could compare me. Let's compare these verses. Im Hashem Elokecha, tznei alachas. Tamim tihiya im Hashem Elokecha. If you walk with him with the tzanua fashion, you will be zocha to be tamim, wholehearted. Vachodesh HaShlishi was in the third month, counting from Nisan. Nisan Yer Sivan. Let's say, Spenei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. We left the pit of impurity. Bein HaMitzarim, Mitzrayim. We were in dire straits. Bein HaMitzarim usually referred to, of course, as what? The 3 weeks between Shiva, Shavuot, Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. But Bein HaMitzarim was also Mitzrayim. It's not an accident. Mitzrayim, Bein HaMitzarim. We were in dire straits in Egypt. We were being crushed. We were being lost. We were on the 49th level of impurity. The sages say, had Hashem not taken us out right then, it would have been all over. On that day, we came to the wilderness of Sinai. And we traveled from Rephidim, and we journeyed to the wilderness of Sinai, and we camped in the desert. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har. We're all coming to Sinai. We should be zocha to the same achdus they had. Very famous Rashi, Kish Echad, Belev Echad. They camped there in the singular. They were in achdus. And Moshe went up to Elohim, and Elohim called him from the mountain, saying, "Ah, time to give the Torah." And when it's time to give the Torah, who gets it first? Kosomer leBeis Yaakov, so you should say to the Beis Yaakov, v'tagi the Bnei Yisrael, you should tell to the Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi says there, Kosomer leBeis Yaakov, not only give it to the woman first, but what else does Rashi say? How should you give it to them? Lashon Raka. We already touched upon speech. Thank you. Tiskut mitzvos. We already touched upon speech. Belashon raka, with a soft language, with a gentle language. We already touched upon speech. And we said, it's not if you talk, because listen, let's get real. Everybody needs to talk. It's how you talk. And if you listen to my voice, im shema tishmu bekoli, and if you guard my covenant, v'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. You will be more treasured. You will be more precious. You will be segula from all the people. Kili kol ha'aretz. What does kili kol ha'aretz mean? Literally means the whole land is mine. Soloveitchik says, kili kol ha'aretz introduces a 14th animamim. And he says, don't get nervous. It's not really a 14th animamim. What's the 14th animamim of kili kol ha'aretz? Ready? Animamim be'emuna shalema shakol ha'torah yecholah lehiskayim b'kol makom u'v'chol zman. I'm going to repeat it. Animamim be'emuna shalema. By the way, he says it's not really an animami, right? We're not like Chalil v'chas reformers, or God forbid. But it's an idea. Animamim be'emuna shalema. Shekol ha'Torah yechol lehiskayim b'chol makom u'v'chol zman. We could paraphrase that. Animamim be'emuna shalema. Shani yechol lehios kedoshim to you. To fulfill kedoshim to you. B'chol makom u'v'chol zman. In every place, Rav Soloveitchik says in this piece, he says, on Mars, yes, even on Mars. B'chol mako, b'chol zman, ki li kol arts, are you exempt anywhere from Torah? From the what? No. Are you exempt anywhere from the how? No. It means in the shul. It means in the grocery. It means in the store. It means in the marketplace. It means in the street. Coming up to summer, some people, I'm not judging anybody, chas v'shav. For some people, the challenge of kedoshim k'tiyu becomes even harder as the weather gets hotter. It's hot. So we think it's an excuse not to be kadosh. We call it aretz, it's not what you do, but how you do. You shall be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you should speak to the children of Israel. Who heard the Torah first? Who heard the Torah first? Torah first. Kosomer leves Yaakov, the women. Why? Because the sages say something beautiful. Chazal say it is known before Hashem. You listening? That the child honors the mother more than the father. It is known before Hashem that the child honors the mother more than the father, for she persuades him, she wins him over, she teaches him, she speaks to him with pleasant words. The child honors the mother more because of how she talks to him. In his commentary on Parshas Kedoshim, Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch writes something unbelievable in terms of Kedusha of women. Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch says, quote, four, ready? Nature and the Torah assume a woman is innately endowed with a greater measure of modesty. I'm going to repeat that. We're talking about all these words that I can't really translate. Tsanua, Tamimus, Kedusha. Wow. Rav Hirsch says, quote, for nature and the Torah assume a woman is innately endowed with a greater measure of modesty than men. And she is not in need of explicit physical reminders, such as bris milah, such as pa'at rosh and pa'at zakein. She doesn't need explicit reminders. She is innately endowed, says Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch, with a higher level of kedusha. Quote, the daughters of Israel are by nature holy, says Rav Hirsch. By nature, you're kadosh. Hashem created you kadosh. Are you throwing it away with how you live? He created us kadosh. What are you doing with the gift? I could stand here and list you 100 things. But we started off by saying, I have to be emistic between me and fellow men. I have to be emistic between me and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I have to be emistic between me and myself. Rav Hirsch says, I'm going to repeat it. The daughters of Israel are by nature holy, unless their holiness is profaned by an outside influence. Jewish daughters, he says, are holy amas. I'm quoting from Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch to Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Chof Tes on Sefer Vayikra. So as Beis Yaakov, we have to rise to a tremendous challenge. And the challenge is, I am innately endowed with a higher level of Kedusha. I'm not saved, okay? You could go look up Rav Shem Shofar Hirsch. Then I have to live up to. I have to live up to what the Torah expects of me. If we open our ears to Torah, listen. If you listen to my voice and you guard my covenant, then you will be segula, then you will be treasured. Allow our eyes to see. Baruch pokeach ivrim. It doesn't only mean to see, it means to understand. It means to be discerning. It means to have intuition. If you allow yourself to taste kaviyachal, internalize Torah, David HaMelech says, Tahamu uru'u ki tov Hashem. Taste and see, Hashem is good. Be involved with the mitzvos. Be passionate for mitzvos. If you open your heart to serve Him, ula'avdo b'chol vavcham b'chol nafshecham, then you will have fulfilled your destiny. You will have risen to the task, pun intended, right? Because we're all counting up towards Sinai. We will all be kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani, you will be zocha to the wa, the goy kadosh. Okay, so we touch upon speech. And again, I believe I reiterated, this is not a comprehensive list. I can't provide you with a comprehensive list. How do you live? That's what kadosh means. Within the parameters of halacha, please. Don't say that I said throughout the halacha and then do whatever you want. That's not what I mean, God forbid. Touch upon speech. We talked about, touch upon tzanua. Spoke about tmimus. I want to talk about another aspect of kedusha that permeates our lives every day, and that's tefillah. So what aspect of tefillah am I talking about? Not what you daven, but how you daven. This is what I wrote. How do we daven? By looking at the sitter, or while motioning to somebody else? While checking the pronunciation of my words, or while checking the clock, or Rahman al-Atslan, God should save us the phone. While walking back and forth my three steps, or while walking from here to there, because I have something to take care of. Am I saying the words with a broken heart or with an empty heart? Tefillah, every action for a Jew falls into the realm of Kedusha. Do you understand that? Everything falls into Kedusha. I love this. A friend shared it with me. A chassid once came to see the Kotzke Rebbe. I love it. What's your most serious problem? The Rebbe asked him. I need parnasa, the chassid said. Is this your most serious problem, said the Kotzke? Yes, said the chassid. It's my most serious problem. Okay, said the Kotzke. Then daven to Hashem for parnasa. To which the chassid replied, I don't know how to daven properly. Then that, said the Kotzke Rebbe, is your most serious problem. The Gemara says that 10 measures of sicha came down to the world and women took 9. So people like to make fun of women that they talk so much. But maybe we're not translating sicha correctly, because the Pasuk says in Bereishis 24:63, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada Lifnot Erev. Yitzchak went out to do something in the field as the evening was approaching. And Rashi says, Lashon Tefillah. He went out to pray in the field. Ah, sicha means tefillah. This is revolutionary. I heard this a number of years ago. Somebody said a number of years ago, and it's unbelievable. 10 measures of sicha came to the world, and women took 9. Ah, if sicha means tefillah, then women have an enhanced koach of prayer. Tefillah. So we better make sure you want to be holy, I wrote. Talk to Hashem. Cry to Hashem. Have a relationship with Hashem. The halacha is you have to daven. That's what. Kedoshim tihiyu is how do you fulfill the halacha. Do you understand the difference? Bring him into your life, into your home, through tefillah. After 9/11, a Talmud went to Rav Moshe Tversky, Hashem Yikom Damo, one of the Harnof Kedoshim, and he said to him, Rabbi, what should we do? It's after 9/11. And Rabbi said to him, talk to Hashem. He said, I don't mean during Shmona Esrei. I mean just talk to Him. Pay attention to the tefillos. Make Hashem, the Shekhinah, your Shachin. The Shachin doesn't want to be friends with you, Kavi Achal, if you're never paying attention when you have a conversation. Rabbi Yosef Friedenson, a Holocaust survivor and Jewish activist post-war, received in his own words, quote, 7 diplomas from 7 German universities of murder and atrocities. However, one particular incident stood out in his mind. Listen to this story, please. During his time in Birkenau, Rav Yosef and his friend Avi Ezer, from the Lubliner Yeshiva, had a certain job. Their job was to transport the garbage throughout the camp. They had to go to various locations in the camp. The kitchen, the bathroom, everywhere that the Germans, Yimach Shemo V'Zichron, disposed of garbage, they had to collect it and take it to a central location. It was a not pleasant job, but in the Kingdom of concentration camps, it was a very coveted job, and sometimes morsels of food could be found, scraps of food could be found in the garbage. One day, as Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Friesen, and his friend Avi Ezer were pushing the heavy garbage cart, they passed by the separation between the men's compound and the women's compound in Birkenau, and there on the woman's side was a young girl waving frantically and calling to them. A strong wind was blowing. It was hard to hear what she was saying. She was waving her arms. She was shivering. She called out numerous times, "Kent Yermir Kirgen Aveter." Aviezer looked at Yosef. Yosef looked at Aviezer. "I think she wants a sweater," Aviezer offered. "Where do you get a sweater?" "In Birkenau." Several days later, they were passing the warehouse, which stored clothing of the prisoners, of the Jews, of the Kedoshim. Wordlessly, Aviezer slipped into the warehouse for a brief moment. And when he came back, he quietly whispered to Rabbi Yosef, and he said to him, "I put on a woolen sweater under my prison shirt. In his emaciated state, you cannot tell that there was a sweater under his uniform garb anyway." The next day, they passed the women's compound, and there was the girl standing by the fence with great koach. He took the sweater and he threw it over the fence. Of course, this was a crime, punishable by immediate death. She looked at the sweater. She shook it out as if looking for something inside. And then she looked at them and she said, "What is this?" So Aviezer said, "It's a sweater. You asked for a sweater." "A sweater?" she cried. "No, I said a sitter. I want a sitter. Next week is Rosh Hashanah. I hope you could get me a sitter to daven from." Yosef and Aviezer looked at each other. They were so preoccupied with their mere physical survival, food to eat, and a way to stay warm. It never occurred to them that this Jewish girl was asking not for a sweater, but for a sitter. And the next time they passed the storage area, Aviezer smuggled out a sitter, which eventually found its way into this girl's hands. Rabbi Yosef recalled that they learned from her. He said, "We too wish to daven." So they devised a plan. They would pull the garbage cart behind them rather than push it. So it was behind. And as they worked, we would start from the beginning of davening, Matovo, Halacha Yaakov, Brachos, and so on, helping each other by memory, picking up a cue, a lesson, a life lesson from a young girl we encountered who was called not without her sweater, but without her sitter. The Megillah says in Eicha, Parag Beis, Pasuk Yod Tes, "Kumi, get up. Roni Belaila, cry out in the night, L'rosh Ashmuros, at the head of the watches. Shifchi kamayim libeich, nochach p'nei Hashem." Not what you daven, how you daven. Have you ever had an experience, I'm sure you have, of davening, the tears are pouring down your face? You're really talking to Hashem, not uttering empty words. You're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're making the Shekhinah your Shachin. Kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Your life has to have meaning. That's holiness. Within the parameters of halacha, shivchi kamayim libech, nochach p'nei Hashem, pour out your heart like water opposite Hashem, si'i elov kapayich, lift your palms, lift your hands to Him over the souls of the children. Ezehi avoda shebelev, says the Gemara Tanis 2a, which is service of the heart, very, very famous, ladies, zohi tefila, in the heart. It doesn't say what is service of the lips, a service of the heart. It must emanate from your lips. Hashem sefasai tiftachu fi agiti lasecha. You give the capability to open my mouth. It's my job what comes out. It emanates not here. It emanates here. There was a man named Elkanah. Elkanah had two wives. He had Chana and he had Penina. And every year for the Shalosh Regalim, Elkanah would take his nice, big family, and they would go to be Olah L'Regel. They would go up to the Mishkan in Shiloh. They would offer Korbanos to Hashem. As you know, there was a problem. Penina had the nice, large family, and Hannah did not. And Elkanah would give Penina and her children portions, and to Hannah he would give, I'm paraphrasing Perek Aleph, by the way, Perek Beis, Perek Aleph, choice portions, for he loved her. But alas, as the Pasuk Hashem has closed her womb, and her rival Penina would frequently harass her and anger her and aggrieve her. Says Rashi, she intended l'shem shamayim. She wanted her to daven. Didn't go over well for Penina. I ask you, does someone who is waiting for children need to be aggrieved, need to be embarrassed, need to be reminded that they should daven? Does somebody waiting for a Yeshua, for a Shidduch, for a job, for a refuah shalema, for children, do they need to be reminded, maybe you should daven? Year in and year out, Penina would anger her, and Hannah would cry bitter tears, kol sha'arim na'alim, chutz mishari dima, says the Gemara. Hannah, says Elkanah, why are you crying? Why do you not eat? Why is your heart sad? Am I not better for you than 10 sons? Hannah heard this, and she got up after her eating and her drinking, and she went to the heichal of Hashem, v'himaras nefesh. Her soul was bitter. Atispalal al Hashem. She beseeched, she prayed, she cried to the Almighty. Uvacho tivke. She would cry. The Gemara says in Baba Metzia, kol sha'arim na'alim. All the gates are locked, except for the gates of tears. And she made a promise. If you see my suffering, Kosh Baruch Hu, and you remember your maidservant, and you do not forgive me, and you give me male offspring, then I will dedicate him to you for all of my days. Al, what did we say? Ezehi avoda? Shabalev. Al, liba. Where were her tefillos emanating from? They didn't start here at her mouth. They started here. Raks vasana oz. It's true her lips were moving because the words come out. V'kololo yishma. This is between her and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And days passed, and she says to Eli, I'm not drunk. I'm crying. She conceived. Of course, she gave birth to a son. She gave birth to the famous Shmuel HaNavi, Vatikra Shmo Shmuel. She called his name Shmuel. Kimei Hashem She'iltif. She requested him from the Kosh Baruch Hu. But I want to talk about an interesting aspect of tefillah that sometimes we neglect to discuss. We daven before the Yeshua. What happens after the Yeshua? Chana teaches us something else about tefillah that sometimes we neglect. We need to daven before the salvation. And what is Perek Beis? More tefillah, except that this is not tefillah of a broken heart. It's tefillah of Shavach v'Hoda. It's tefillah Chana, Shira Chana. It's the great tefillah of Hoda. After this Yeshua, in fact, the words are Vatispalal Chana. She davened. Atomer, Alatz Libi b'Hashem. My heart rejoices in Hashem. Remember, the same broken heart that cried before is now what? In a state of rejoicing. Rama karni b'Hashem, my urn, my glory, I've been lifted by Hashem. Rachav pi al oivai, my mouth is open over my enemies. Ki simachti b'shuasach, I rejoice in your salvation. So if we're talking practically about tefillah and learning from Chana, not only do we learn about the aspect of broken heart, it's not what we daven, it's how we daven. But not only do we daven before, but sometimes we forget, chalila, about Kodesh Baruch Hu. After the Yeshua, we must daven as well. Rav Yitzchak Kuder, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chaim Berlin, Zatzal was on the plane that was hijacked, famously, in 1970. And when he was hijacked, Jews all over the world were saying Tehillim for him and for the others on the plane. One Friday, word spread, they're going to be freed. So Rav Mordechai Gifter, Zatzal, went and he instructed the Bachim in the Beis Medrash, get a minion of men, stop learning, we're going to come, recite Tehillim. So the group was assembled, so they said to the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi, he's going to be freed. Why are we saying Tehillim now? So Rav Gifter answered, until now, we were saying Tehillim so Hashem should bring the salvation. Now we say Tehillim for bringing the salvation. Rav Gifter explained, okay, Rav Mordechai Gifter, that's all explained. Many have a tendency to say Tehillim during a tragedy. And once the tragedy has passed, they cease. In truth, he said, we must continue after as well. Before, vihimarat nefesh, she was a broken soul. Atispalal al Hashem. Beautiful, I just thought of something. In both cases, it says vatispalal. Okay? Vihimarat nefesh, she's a broken soul. Vatispalal al Hashem uvachot tivkeh. She's a broken spirit. She davens and she cries. And after the Yeshua, it's also vatispala chara. She also davens. Ein kadosh kashem ki ein beltecha. Calmness. Whew. For those who are Baruch Hashem, live in a house with young children, calmness. Related to speech. It is revealed and known before the one who said that the world come into being, that the child honors the mother more than the father because she speaks to him in pleasant words. The Pasuk says to Avram Avinu, Sarah says, get rid of this woman and her maids, the maidservant and her son. They're not going to inherit, only my son Yitzchak. Avram's not too happy. And Hashem comes to Avram and he famously says, don't let it be bad in your eyes over the child and the maidservant. Famous words. Kol asher tamar elecha sara shma bekola ki b'yitzchak yikar elecha zara. Whatever she tells you, listen to her. Through Yitzchak your offspring will be. Each one of us, each one of you, embodies the midos of Sarah Yemenu. It's not just the call of Sarah who lived, I don't know how many years ago, she lived 4,000 years ago. She's the Ein B'Yisrael, Imenu. I have the same traits as her. Shema B'Kola, her voice echoes throughout the centuries, throughout the decades, throughout the millennia. She's the voice of every Jewish woman. Listen to her voice, says Hashem. Through her, Klal Yisrael will continue. Because through her, through her offspring, through her voice, even under pressure, when your patience is running away. I want to share something with you. Practical. Matzias. We don't do Mother's Day in my house. So that night at the table at 6:30, the boys remembered, they're 10, they made Mother's Day cards in school. I said, very interesting. I said, Mezo, you made them. I want to see them. So they brought them. They were beautiful, Baruch Hashem. So one of them was an acronym. One of them wrote something, and one of them was the acronym, M-O-T-H-E-R. What was R? I promise, this is a true story. Yivar Sheker Tircha. Remains calm when I am hyper. That's what it said. I should have brought the card so you could believe me. So 2 days later, not 2 days later, maybe 36 hours later, things got a little hyper. Different people have different nisyonos. Hyper. Not by nature, necessarily always the most patient person by nature. So what came into my head, Michal, he thinks when he's hyper, you're calm. You have to live up to the R. Remains calm when I am hyper. It's a true story. Call asher tomar lachasar shma bekola, but it's not just her voice. It's yours and yours and yours and mine. Ki b'yitzchak yikar lachazar. Through that voice, Klal Yisrael continues. Kosomer leves Yaakov. You want to know how you have to be holy when you stood at the foothills of Sinai? You want to know what it means to be mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh? It means how you live. How you speak. How you bend down. How you dress when the summer comes, because I'm just so hot. How much wine do you drink and how much meat do you eat? The Gemara tells us, okay, Hillel knew how to remain calm. He didn't need the R, the reminder. A story is told of two men, okay, end of Shabbos 30b into 31a. Fabulous. They made a bet with each other. What was the bet? Hillel was known for his compassion and his kindness and his calmness and his patience, and Shammai was more rigorous and strict. Hillel, different personalities. You need both in Avodas Hashem. Okay. What was the bet? Kol misha yelech v'yaknit es Hillel, whoever goes and annoys Hillel, yitol arba meo zuz. He's going to get 400 zuz. Now, this goes back in the day. Right? But imagine a modern day example of the child, the mother's trying to do something or have a business phone call or prepare for Shabbos, and the child comes back repeatedly. Please listen to the story. The Gemara tells. Amar achad mehem, so one guy said, Ani aknitenu, I'm going to annoy him. He wants to set 400 zuz. Also, hayam erev Shabbos haya. So not only is it a usual day, but the clock is ticking and Shabbos is coming, and I have to light candles. I have so much to do. You have to ask me 100 questions now. Could wait till after candle lighting. V'hila chafaf es rosho. Hila's bathing his head, right? He's getting ready for Shabbos. Halach va'avara pesach beso. The guy goes to the entrance of Hillel's house. Mikan Hillel. Is Hillel here? Nis'atif v'yatza, the crosso Hillel, wraps himself up. He puts on a nice robe. He goes to meet him. Amar lo bini, my son. Not, I'm in the shower. Couldn't you see it's such a bad time? You couldn't come to me on Sunday morning. Bini, look how nicely he spoke. My son. Ma'ata mevakesh, what do you need? Amar lo, he said to him, Sha'ela yeishli lisha, I have a question. Sha'al bini sha'al. Ask, my son, ask. So what did he ask him? For what reason is the Babylonian's head wide? Mipnei maro shen shabavlim sagalgalos. So important that you have to interrupt Hillel's Erev Shabbos shower to find out right now why the Babylonians have wide head. Hillel said, Bini, She'ela gedola sha'alta. You asked a geshma question. You know why? They don't have intelligent midwives, so the heads don't come out correctly. Halach v'him tin sha'achaz. The guy goes and he waits an hour of a chazar. Mikan Hillel. Where's Hillel? Nisa'ati v'yatza l'kroso. Hillel comes out of the shower and he goes to meet him. Bini, ma'ata mevakesh. My son, what do you need? Sha'ela yeshli yisha. Listen, I have a question. Sha'al bini, sha'al. What reason are the Ethiopian's eyes bleary? Bini, sha'ela gedola sha'alta. What a great question you asked me. They live surrounded by sand. The sun reflects into their eyes. Halach v'himtin, I'm not making this up. Halach v'himtin sha'achas. The guy goes and he waits another hour. Chazar v'amar. Mikan Hillel. Is Hillel home? Is Hillel home? Of course Hillel's home. Where could he possibly go? He can't get away from him. Nis'atef v'yatza l'krasa. He wraps himself up and he goes to meet him. Bini, still my son. Ma ata mevakesh. What do you need? She'ela yeshli lish'ov. I have a question to ask you. Sha'al bini, sha'al. Why are the Africans with wide feet? Great question, because they live between the bays. Amar lo, sha'elos harbe yeshli lisha. Imagine the child who has many questions to ask of the mother. And the mother says, I'm on the phone. And the mother says, I'm cooking. And the mother says, we're having company. And the mother says, I have to get a manicure. And the mother says, I'm taking a shower. The mother says, I need to fold the laundry. How could you be asking again? I have so many questions. Umis yare ani. I'm afraid. Shamatich os. Maybe you're going to get angry. Nis'atei v'yashav l'fanav. Hillel wraps himself up and he sits there and he said, the guy says, are you Hillel that they call the Nasi Yisrael? Are you Hillel who they call the Prince of Israel? Yes, hein. If so, lo yarbu kimoscha b'Yisrael. There should not be so many like you in Israel. Bini, mipnei ma, my son, why shouldn't there be many like me in Israel? Mipnei she'ibadati al yadacha, I lost, because of you, 400 zuz. I lost $400 zuz because of you. Amar lo, Hillel said, Heve zahir biruchacha, be careful with your spirit, like Hillel. Kedaihu Hillel, sheta'abed al yado 400 zuz. It's worthwhile that through Hillel you should lose 400 zuz. You should lose, that rhymes, 400 zuz. Vidalid ha'400 zuz, and another 400 zuz. Worthwhile that you should lose 800 zuz. Vehillel lo yakpir. And Hillel should not get angry. In her 58 years in this finite world, Mrs. Henny Machlis, Allah HaShalom, achieved great spiritual heights. Her husband told over one story at her levaya. He once invited a destitute man from the Kosom Maharavi to come back to the house. That day, Mrs. Machlis had made her homemade whole wheat pizza. The man loved the whole wheat pizza, and every day he came back and he said, I want whole wheat pizza, homemade. Finally, she said, would you like me to show you how to make the pizza? She showed him. Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. One day at 3 a.m., there was a knock on their bedroom door. It was the man looking for Mrs. Henny Machlas. Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Loud knocking awoke him. Who's there? Rabbi Machlas said, what's wrong? The man said, I forgot how to make holy pizza. I would like your wife to explain it to me. At 3 o'clock in the morning, said Rabbi Machlas, you want my wife to tell you how to make holy pizza? But Henny calmed him down. Nis'atef v'yashav lefanav. She wrapped herself. She sat down before him. Sha'al b'ni, sha'al. What's your question? And she said, it's a test. It's from Hashem. She took him in and she showed him how to make holy pizza. Tznius, tmimus, tefillah, voice not related to tefillah, but voice related to how we speak. Remember the R. What's the R? Remains calm when I'm hyper, quote. And finally, I want to end with the thought of Mesiras Nefesh, because there's no Kadosh without Mesiras Nefesh. We tend to think of Mesiras Nefesh only, Rahman al-Atzlan, God forbid, all they knew in death. But there's another kind of Mesiras Nefesh, giving over of yourself in your life. It's not only in death, it's also in your life. To give up a soul, to give up a life. Rav Soloveitchik says there are two ways, I'm holding up four fingers, there are two ways in which the total sacrifice is implemented. The physical, that's the Akedah, Kachnas bincha zichicha shar haftas yitzchak v'aleu sham mo'ova achar harim. The physical and the experiential. You could give up your life to God in death, and you could give up your life to God in life. The choice of method is up to man. The need for sacrifice is an iron law in Jewish history. However, man can sacrifice physically atop an altar on some mountain, or, listen, he could sacrifice to God in the recesses of his personality. There may be physical agony and pain and extinction of life. There may be spiritual surrender, humility, and resignation. I don't feel so calm, but I remain calm. Kedoshim Tihyu means to live a life, a way, a how of holiness. Akiva came from a simple family. His father was a convert. He was very poor. Akiva ben Yosef. He got a job working for Kalba Savua. Not only was he poor and he was the son of a convert, woo, but he was an ignoramus. He got a job working for Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua was so rich that the dogs left satiated. Kalev Sovea. Kalba Savua. Ah, Kalba Savua had a beautiful daughter. Her name was Rachel. And she loved this man. She saw potential in him. She saw Torah, the potential for Torah. She saw some geschmack. Kalba Savua was horrified. Ashanda, such a shidduch. You marry him, it's cut off. She married him. They were so poor in the beginning, they would sleep on straw. They didn't even have furniture. They didn't have anything. And in the morning, he would pluck straw from her hair, and he would say to her, I wish I could buy you a Jerusalem of gold. If I but had the means, I would adorn you with a golden tiara, a Jerusalem of gold. It is well known that she encouraged her husband to go learn in the yeshiva. Fascinating. She would sell her hair for wigs to make parnasa. Talmud Yerushalmi tells us he went to the yeshiva, and on his way home, after the first 12 years, he heard her oversay to an annoying neighbor, a neighbor who was harassing her, if my husband could hear me, he would go back for another 12 years, and he went back, and he ended up with Kinoinah, Rabbi Akiva, the rabbi, the master of 24,000 students, Megivas at Antipas. On his way back triumphing, everyone went back. Everyone went out to greet him. And that neighbor said, where are you going in those tattered clothing? We're ending with Mesiras Nefesh. Remember, it's not only to die, Al Kiddush Hashem. It's to live, Al Kiddush Hashem. I just thought of something interesting. She lived Al Kiddush Hashem, and at the end, Rabbi Akiva died al Kiddush Hashem. She came to the gathering to meet her husband, and the Talmidim are pushing her away. Amar Lahad, Rabbi Akiva called out to them, Hanichula, leave her alone. Shali, v'shalachem, everything that I have acquired, everything I have been successful at, everything I have achieved in Torah, in Ruchnis, is Kedusha, shalahi. Amar Lahon, Shali, v'shalachem, shalahi. What's mine and what's yours is hers. Kedoshim tihiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem lakeichem va'atem tiyuli mamlachas kohanim v'goy kadosh. We're counting up towards Sinai. Yahadus and Kedusha is not only about what we do, it's about how we do. Let us ensure that we emulate the ways of the righteous v'nos who came before us, to carry on gracefully, quietly, with tmimus and with tznius, with calmness and with kindness, with tefillos and with bakashos. So in all that we do, ladies, and all that we say, we can be an am segula of goy kadosh. And in that merit, as we stood by Mama at Har Sinai and we heard the blast of the shofar, may we be zocha to the blast of the shofar that will come from David Avdecha Mashiach Tzidkecha. It should be v'mheira b'yameinu. Amen v'amen. Thank you, everybody.